Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about God's desire that we grow. That we grow as an individual, we grow as the body of Christ, we grow as God's church, His kingdom. And today we're going to talk specifically about growing in knowledge. Colossians 1:10 says, "And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God." And I suspect if you've paid attention very much, you're probably thinking, as I think, when I read a single verse and it begins, "And we pray this," what's the this? What are they praying that results, that the desired result is a life worthy of the Lord, a life that pleases God, a life that bears fruit? Well, Colossians 1:9, the verse previous to what I read, tells us, "Since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding." So when he comes down to this and says that you would grow in the knowledge of God, he's talking about growing in the knowledge of God's will and spiritual understanding. And I think that's important to recognize, because in a culture that often worships information, I'm not even sure I would say knowledge anymore, but has been known to worship knowledge, now I think it's just a matter of information. God's not talking about simply increasing our knowledge for the sake of knowing more. He's talking about increasing our knowledge of Him, of His will, of the things that have a spiritual nature. Knowledge has this backdoor characteristic, and it may not even be backdoor anymore, of puffing us up, of building pride in our life. We like to use whatever we can to compare ourselves with others in a way that's favorable to us. And knowledge can often be one of those things that we use. And so when God comes along and gives us these instructions through the Apostle Paul, in this letter to the Colossians, asking that we would grow in knowledge, he's praying that God would be the one increasing the knowledge. He's praying that God would be the one that directs the focus of our knowledge, that God would be the one that molds how we use that knowledge. Knowledge is a powerful thing. The Bible says that a fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. And that fear of the Lord comes about through a understanding of who He is, through a knowledge of Him. And it's never a complete knowledge, because we don't have that capacity as humans to fully understand an infinite God, an all-knowing, all-seeing, all-being. But we can, by studying Scripture, by paying attention to His Spirit that He gives us, grow in this knowledge of His nature. We read through the Gospels, the stories of the life of Jesus. And we're able to catch these glimpses of God walking upon earth and interacting with people in a very personal way. And instead of simply being enthralled with them as stories about Jesus, we look at them as pictures, as information that teach us how God would want us to live, that teach us the very nature of God, that teach us His will. And as we grow in knowledge, God's desire is that we would apply it in a way that is obedient to Him, in a way that is in line with the spiritual things that He calls us to, in a way that produces a life that's pleasing to Him. It's one of those things that we learn as humans as we interact with others. The longer we know someone, the more that we know what it is they like, what it is they dislike, what pleases them. And it's kind of up to us as to whether we will go along with that or whether we continue doing our own thing. And when we choose a life that pleases someone else, it shows a love and a desire and an honoring. And when we choose a life that pleases God, it shows that we love God, we respect God, we honor God. We desire to be with Him. Relationships require that. In marriage relationship, we talk about two becoming one. And in human relationships, we generally expect there's a sense of compromise, a sense of working together, a sense of determining that any differences are resolved in a way that is agreeable. But in our relationship with God, it's not two equal parties. It's a God who's holy and righteous and just and everything that we aren't. And as we come to Him, we discover that our knowledge of Him should shape who we are. It should shape how we live. It should shape how we interact with Him. And because we want that relationship with Him, because we understand the importance of being in Christ, we grow and grow in His nature, in doing things by His will and His power. And it's through our life of obedience, it's through our life of pursuit that we grow in knowledge. We grow in knowledge of that which is important. And we live in a way that uses that knowledge so that others will see Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It's given us what we need for life, for becoming righteous in Christ, for being seen as holy through the blood of Jesus. And so God, today as I pray that you would help us to grow in not just any old knowledge, but grow in knowledge that is valuable. A knowledge of your will, a knowledge of spiritual things, a knowledge of who you are and how you would have us to live. And Father, as we grow today and as we grow as individuals, as we grow together as the body of Christ, as we grow as part of your kingdom, may we grow in knowledge that is healthy, that is helpful, that is useful for the building up of ourselves, for the building up of the body of Christ. Father, forgive us for those times where we've allowed knowledge to puff us up and make us ineffective in being your servant. May we look beyond the knowledge of this world to see a knowledge that only comes through you. A knowledge that is beyond simple information, but is transformational in the way that it impacts our life and changes how we think and how we relate to you and how we think and relate to one another. Father, may it be a knowledge which is applied not just in our thought life, but it is applied in the way we act, the way we deal with people, the way we represent Jesus. Father, may our life today be seen by you and be seen by others as putting into action the knowledge that we have of your word. And Father, may our life bear much fruit. May it be pleasing to you because we're pursuing your will. We're doing life in the way that Jesus would want us to do life. And we're stopping and asking for directions from you when we're confused and when we're lost and when we're uncertain. And God, all of that seeking of you continues to fill us with a godly knowledge. Father, today as we interact with whoever that you bring across our path, may everything that takes place within that interaction be guided by a knowledge of who you are, by a knowledge of your will, by a knowledge of the fruit of your spirit that would be manifest in our life. Father, as we live with such knowledge, may we lift up Jesus every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.